Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Dalet, the very last daf in Perek Hazrava L'Chayayim. We are holding on daf Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis, the very last line. So the Mishnah had said, "Vim Amar Lo Chutz Min Amatanos, Patur Min Amatanos." If a Kohen was selling an animal, a Kohen who is a butcher selling an animal to Yisrael, and he says, "I'm selling you all of the parts of the animal except for the Matanos," so then he's Patur Min Amatanos. Then the Yisrael is not chayiv to give the matanos. The matanos stay with the kohen. So, frak the Gemara, ureminhu al menasha matanos shali nosin lekal kohen sheyirtze. But we learned that if a kohen sells an animal and he says, "I'm selling you this animal al menas that I get to keep the matanos, that the matanos are mine," so then that tanai is not binding. You can still give it to whichever kohen you want. You get the whole animal and you give the matanos to whichever kohen you want. So why in our Mishnah, when the kohen retains rights over the matanos, does he actually get to retain rights over the matanos, and the Yisrael cannot give it to any kohen he wants? The kohen gets to keep it. It's a stira. So it says the Gemara, it's not a stira at all. You have to pay very careful attention to the exact lashon used. Al menas achutz karamis. How can you ask a stira between al menas and chutz? Chutz shiura. When you say chutz, you're leaving it out of the sale. It was never included as part of the sale. Almanas lav shiura. But when you say almanas, you're not leaving it out of the sale. You're making a tanai. I'm selling you the entire animal. Al tanai that I get to keep the matanos. So that tanai is not going to be binding, and the kohen doesn't get to keep the matanos. But when the kohen sells the animal chutz min matanos, so it simply was never included as part of the sale. So that's the difference between almanas and chutz. Now, fractosos, wait a second. If you're going to say that almanas is a tanai, so what should the halacha be? If the kohen makes a tanai that you're getting this entire animal, I'll tanai that you give me the matanos. So Frank tells him, "Tomer ki amalei almanas tamin nosin lekol kohen sheyirtze." So we said the halacha is you get the animal and you can give the matanos to whoever you want. But he says, "No, im kena mekach batel." But then it should turn out that the whole sale should be voided. Shalom nosin lo abehema ella almanas yomatanos shalo, because the sale was conditional on this kohen being able to get the matanos. So granted, you want to say, well, he doesn't have control over that. He shouldn't be able to get the matanos. So good, so he won't be able to get the matanos. But then the whole sale should be void, because the whole sale was only on condition that he gets the matanos. So tells us two answers. Number one, he says, V'yishlomar, demari shehisnu, sheyu amatanos shalo, v'im lo yitin lo, lo yamakach batel. As part of the tanai was that the matanos will belong to him, but if you don't give me the matanos, I'm not going to void the sale. That was all built into the tanai. But in a chinami, if you didn't build that into the tanai, that the sale is going to be voided, that the sale will not be voided, then in a chinami, the sale would be voided if the kohen doesn't get his matanos, if this kohen doesn't get the matanos, if you choose not to give them to him. The Meiri has a very similar presentation to Tosfos, except he just adds in, he just has a little differently in the sense that he doesn't have it as an explicit condition in the sale that if you don't give it to me, the sale will not be voided. He says that's an umdana. That's an assumption that we make, that when he's making this condition that I want you to give me the matanos, the umdana that we make is he doesn't mean that if you don't give me the matanos, the sale should be voided. He means that the sale should still be binding. So the Chazon Ish just asked the obvious kashya. He says, we're talking about where he was not mishayir the matanos, he didn't leave the matanos out of the sale, and he made it tanai that if you don't give me the matanos, the mekach is not going to be batel. So then what kind of tanai? The tanai is totally useless. It's not really a tanai at all, because the mekach is not going to be batel anyway. So it's not really a tanai. It's just, please, do me a favor, also give me the matanos. But that's not a there's nothing hanging on this tanai. So the Chazon Ish explains that the tanai was that the Yisrael would become chayiv to give him the matanos, and that's what we're saying, that that this kind of hischayvus is not chal, and he can give it to whoever he wants. Meaning, you're making an almanas about a hischayvus, and the hischayvus doesn't kick in. So that's one answer to Tosos, that it's all part of the deal. Second answer to Tosos is, inami havikum masa mashkas betora shehirshaso Torah litnem lekal mishiyirtsa. The tenai is totally invalid. The sale is not going to be void because the tenai wasn't met. No, because the tenai is completely invalid. The tenai is against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says that when I have an animal, I can give my matanos to whoever I want to give my matanos to. So if you're going to have a tenai that I can't give my matanos to whoever I want to give my matanos to, well, that's a completely invalid tenai. That's masnal mashakasav b'torah. Now, typically speaking, with masnal mashakasav b'torah, we say that b'davar shebimamon to know kayam, that when it's a monetary issue, even if it's against what the din in the Torah is, the tenai is valid by a monetary issue. So that's what the Achronim discuss. So the Beis Meir writes that by a davar shebimamon the tenai is kayim. That's only when it comes to that you could be pati yourself from a chiyuv mamon, that the Torah would have been mechayev you. But over here he doesn't want to pati himself. Adraba, he wants to be zocha al yidei tenai. So then the tenai is going to be batal. If you're trying to make a tenai to get something that the Torah doesn't entitle you to, so that's masal mashkasa b'torah. But when you're trying to pati yourself, that's when we say that b'davar shemamon you can be masna al mashakasa b'torah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So you want to tell me that al menas is a tenai and chutz is a shiur. Chutz just means you're leaving something out of the sale. So frakting mara urminhu al menas shamatano shali hamatano shalo. We have a brisa that says that even when you use a lashon of al menas and you say al menas that I get the matanos, you still do get to keep the matanos. It's a direct steer to what we just said on the top line, that you know, saying the kol koin shiur. So says mara bahapligi. It's obviously a steer. It's obviously machlokas between the two brises. There's no chiluk between the cases. But mara sovra al menas shiur. Machlokas is, we know that chutz is a shiur. Chutz is what you're leaving out of the sale. But when a kohen sells an animal and says, almanas that I get the matanos, that's the question. What does he mean? Does he mean that I'm leaving the matanos out of the sale? Or does he mean the matanos are included in the sale, but you are just obligated to give me the matanos? That's the whole machlokas, whether almanas is a shiur or not. If you look at Rashi, almanas lav shiuruhu, if you say almanas is not leaving something out of the sale, el tana'a, it would be a tenai. Hakol macharlo, it means the entire animal is sold. Al menashi itnem lo, as long on the condition that you give the matanos back to the kohen. Vuhu ein bo koach lahasnos, but he doesn't have the ability to make such a tenai. He doesn't have the ability to build in a tenai like that. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha that there is a Gemara in Maseches Basra of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph where the Gemara says that a Ben Levi shemachar sod liYisrael va'amr lo al menas shemaisa rishon shali. Let's say a Levi sells a field to Israel and he says, I'm selling this field al menas that the maisa rishon is mine. So the Gemara over there in Babasra says maisa rishon shalo kashiyure shayre. The maisa rishon is his because he left it out. It wasn't included in the sale. So it's clear in that Gemara that al menas he does have the koach to make a tenai on. And over here it seems that it's a machlokas whether al menas is a shiur or a tenai. Over there he definitely has the Gemara says pasha that he has the koach. So the Ramban in that Gemara just points out that it's only going with one day an hour Gemara, that it's that Gemara is assuming like the shita that he does have the ability to build that condition in our Gemara. Okay, amr lo mecharli b'nei me'eha. So if the Mishnah, again, this was the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuflam Beis Amud Aleph, said that if you make the sale in such a way where you say, sell me the b'nei me'eha shel parazu, and there happen to be matnos kuna in there, so you give them the buyer has to give the matnos kuna, and he still has to pay the full price that he originally stipulated with the seller, because he knew when you buy, when they agreed on the price, obviously you knew that there were going to be matnos kuna included, and you still agreed to that price, so you have to pay the full price. But we said if you buy it by the weight, so then yes, the buyer does have to give the matnos kuna, but he could deduct the weight of the matnos kuna from the purchase price. That was the Mishnah. So says the Gemara Amrav, Lo shanuel sheshakal liatzmo. That's only if he's when do we say that that if he buys it by weight, that you give it, the lokeach has to give it to the kohen, but then the lokeach can go get the money back from the seller. That's only when the lokeach took it for himself, because since the butcher, the seller, never touched those matnos kahuna, so the kohen has no business with the butcher. Aval shakalo tavach, but if the butcher actually took apart the matnos kahuna, so then hadinim atabach, then you can go to the tabach also. The kohen has business with the tabach also, because the tabach also became chayiv. Ravasi amar afilu shakalo tabach hadinimo, and Ravasi says no, even if the tabach took it, still the din is only with the buyer. So lema b'dir Rav Chista kamiflagi. So maybe they're arguing about Rav Chista's din. Damar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says as follows: Gazal v'lo nesiyashu abaylim. If something was stolen and the baylim had not yet had yeyush, he had not yet given up hope of retrieval, uba acher v'achlo, and someone else, not the person who stole it, someone else comes along and eats it. Ratzamizegova. So Rav Chista holds, you can collect from whichever one. You can collect from the guy who ate it, because he took the item out of this world, or you could collect from the guy who stole it. So over here also, the question is, can the kohen collect only from the buyer, or also from the tabach? So demar islay Rav Chista, umar leslay Rav Chista. So the machlokas is exactly Rav Chista's din. Do you have the option to go to both people, or do you not? So says Gemara, lo, the kuli alma isluhu Rav Chista. Really, maybe everyone holds like Rav Chista, and that, namely that if the nigzal wants to be dan in marishon with the first guy who stole it, he has every right to go to that first guy who stole it. So what are they arguing about over here? V'hacha b'matnos kahuna nigzalos kamiflgi. Over here, the machlokas is whether matnos kahuna are nigzalos. When a person steals matnos kahuna, so there is a possibility that it doesn't have a din of gezel. The marsaver nigzalos and marsaver ein nigzalos. That one shita would hold that it's nigzal, and if you hold that it's nigzal, the original gazlan, the original person who took it, the original tabach, is someone that you can go after. And marsaver ein nigzal is that there's no koach to be gozel matnos kuna, meaning there are no kinyani genev on it. Wherever the matnos kuna are, they belong to the kohen. But so whoever happens to have them now has the responsibility to give them to the kohen. So the first guy who doesn't have them now has no responsibility to give them to the kohen. He has no ongoing relationship with these matnos kuna. He's never considered to have stole them. Others have this discussion about matnos kuna and nigzalos independent, not as a comment on our Mishnah. Simply that Rav amar matnos kuna and nigzalos, Rav asya matnos kuna ein nigzalos. That Rav says a matnos kuna can be stolen, Vas says that matnos kuna cannot be stolen. What is this machlokas about, whether matnos kuna are nigzalos or not, whether when you steal matnos kuna, is it just that wherever the matnos kuna are, they need to be given back, but there's no actual kinyan gnev on it, there's no actual chiyuv generated just by the mais gzela itself? So the stipler explains, and Kilis Yaakov over here, the stipler explains that the machlokas is whether matnos kuna is considered mamun hashevet already from the shas hafrasha. From the moment you designate, you separate those parts of the animal to be designated as matnos kuna, at that point are they already considered the mamun hashevet, money that belongs to the shevet hakuhuna? And for instance, either way, a single kohen can never come and make a taina, because who says he has a right any more than any other kohen? So in certain sense, mamun shein l'tovim. But what if you had someone who all of the Kohanim got together and hired him as a representative for the Shevet Kohuna? Every Kohen gave him Rishos. Or even, let's say, one Kohen says, do you mind if I take this man? And every other Kohen is Mochel to this one Kohen to go after it. So if you hold that it's Momon HaShevet already, Mishas HaFrasha, that Kohen would be able to be Toveya, he'd be able to get that Matnos Kohuna. It's just that any individual Kohen doesn't have the right to be Toveya, because there's Tovas and Allah. The Bailam could say, no, I want to give it to another Kohen. But if that's the way you view it, that Mishas HaFrasha, it's already Momon HaShevet, so then it's going to be Shaykh Gizela. You're stealing from Shevet Kohuna. You're stealing the Matanos from the Kohanim. But there's another way to look at it. The second way to look at it is that Manos Kohuna are only Hefker l'shevet. It doesn't become mamon hashevet the second you're mafresh the matnos kuna. It becomes something that kohanim have a right to be zoche in from hefker. They have no kinyan in it either. The kohanim have no ownership of it yet either. It's hefker l'gabe them. they're able to make a kinyan in it, but they do not yet have a kinyan in it. So if that's the case, then it's not going to be Shaykh Gezel, right? Mel Matnas Kuna, if they only have a din of Hefker, so it's not going to be Shaykh, even if a person is Makabal Rishus from all the other Kohanim, he still won't be able to be Toveya, because it's not Gezel Mibailim, it's not going to be Shaykh Gezel, it's not owned by the Shebra Kuna, it's not, they can't be Toveya it yet at this point. That is the Shita, that is the explanation, rather, of the Stipler Gon in this Machlokas. Says the Gemara, new Mishnah rather. Gershin Iskayer. Gershin Iskayer Vaisal Opara. Let's say a Ger is converting or converted and he had a cow. So Nishchita Ad Shalon Iskayer Pater. If the cow was shechted before the Gerus, so then he's going to be Pater from Matnas Kuna, because at the time of the Chiv, the time of the Chiv is the time of the Shechita, and at the time of the Chiv of giving the Matanos, he was a guy. So he's Pater from Matnas Kuna. Mishin Iskayer Chayiv. But if the Shechita happened after he became a Ger, well then he's Chayiv to give the Matnos Kuhuna, because he was a Jew at the time that the Chayiv set in. Safek Potter, Shamotzi Mechaver, Alof Araya, if he's not sure if he was a Jew or not at the time of the Shechita, so then he's going to be Potter, because let's say he sent it to a Tabach to Shecht for him, and at the time that it was by the Tabach being Shechted, he was going through his conversion, and he didn't realize exactly what the timing was, so he's not sure. So then Shamotzi Mechaver, Alof Araya is going to be Potter, because who's going to be able to prove, unless someone's able to prove to him that he was a Jew at the time of the Shechita. So the question is, there are three halachas in the Mishnah. There's one halacha if the gerus was before the Shechita, another halacha gerus after the Shechita, third halacha if it's the same, if it's a suffix when the gerus was. How many of those halachas are chiddush? Meaning, would I have not known, had I not had this Mishnah, that if he's a guy at the time of the Shechita, that he's Pater from Matnas Kuna, and that if he's a Jew at the time of the Shechita, that he's Chayv Matnas Kuna? Hashup Shad in the Mishnah, you would say, the first two halachas are there simply to set up the third halacha. That the third halacha is the chiddush. That if it's a safek, I wouldn't necessarily be certain what to do. So amotzi mechavero alav haraya. However, I saw in the Biurei Adaf, he quotes Likute Chaver ben Chaver, who explains the chiddush as follows. He says there's a chiddush in the first and second case as well. Because it could be the chiddush is that maybe you sent it to the butcher, and you tell the butcher, shecht it for me after I'm a geyer. I want to be zocha in the mitzvah of Matnas Kuna. I want that to be my first mitzvah that I do. And the butcher messed up and shechted it before you were a geyer. So one might have thought that in that situation, since the butcher didn't do your shlichus, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so I might think that that you would be chayiv, because you were trying to be mechayiv yourself, so come ask Malan that you're pater. And the chiddush in the sefer is the hepech, that you dafka want to save a little bit of money, so you tell the guy, please shecht it before I'm a guy, or I want to shecht it when I'm a guy, so I can get out of Matnas Kuna. So then he goes and he shechts it later on, so ein lavel taromos, you could have tainas on the shochet, but there's nothing you could do. You can't get out of the chiyuv of actually giving the Matnas Kuhuna. Shaila becomes, there's one case that the Mishnah doesn't discuss. What if you know exactly when the Gerus was in relation to the Shechita, but it was right in the middle? It was Bein Simin LeSimin. So that the Chachma Shlomo discusses in the commentary to Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Simin Samach Aleph. He discusses what if the Gerus was Bein Simin LeSimin, between shechting the first Simin and the second Simin of the animal. Are you chayv in the Matnas Kuna? The suffix is, do we say that you need kol hazvicha b'chiyuv, that the entire Shechita needs to be done while you're a Jew? But if it's only miktsas zvicha b'chiyuv, only part of the Shechita is done while you're a Jew, you're pater. Or maybe it's lehepach. Maybe you say, any time the entire Shechita was not done b'ptur, maybe you're going to be chayiv. So he's not sure which way to go on that issue. An interesting suffix. Okay, says the Gemara now. Kiyasa Rabdimi Omar Rami Le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asks Sira and Rabbi Yochanan Tnan Suffolk Potter Alma Sveka Lakula. It says in our Mishnah that if you're not sure if you were a Jew or not at the time of the Shechita, so you're Potter from the Matnas Kuna. So it sounds that we Suffolk, we go Lakula. Uraminhu, but we have a stira, chore animalim. Let's say you have ant holes, shabatocha kama, that are in your standing grain. You have grain in your field that has not yet been cut. And inside of those areas of your field, you have these ant holes that have some piles of grain that ants have schlepped into that area. So basically, b'tocha kama, Rashi again says it's the area of the field that your kotrim haven't gotten to yet. So it hasn't been harvested at all yet. So what happens with those stalks of grain that the ants have? Hare elu shel balabayis. The balabayis gets to keep them, because we assume that doesn't have a din of leket. It's only leket that goes to the aniyim if it's nosher b'shas ketzira, if it becomes detached while you're harvesting. But this clearly didn't become detached during the harvesting, because this part of the field wasn't harvested yet. So it's obviously not leket. That's why the balabayis gets to keep it. V'shali achara kotrim. But what about the grains and the antholes that are after the field has already been harvested? So then some of this might be leket. So then yonim laniim, the top pieces of grain, which are likely leket, go to the poor people, but the lower pieces of grain, which are likely pieces of grain that the ants schlepped in from wherever they schlepped them before the ketzira, so that goes to the balabayis, that you don't assume is leket. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol aniim shesafik leket leket. Rabbi Meir says everything goes to the poor people, because a safik leket has a din of leket. So says Rashi, what's the Gemara's kasha? Alma l'Rabbi Meir gabi matnos aniim v'hu adin l'matnos kahuna. No reason to assume there's a chiluk between matnos aniyim and matnos kahuna. If by matnos aniyim we're going to assume that it's sveikol l'chumra, that if you're not sure, you assume it's leket, probably by the matnos kahuna you'd assume the same thing. And our Mishnah said that by a suffik of the matnos kahuna, you're pater. And we know the rule is stam Mishnah, says Rashi, Rabbi Meir. Right? So if stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and so Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah is saying that suffik you're pater, why by the suffik matnos aniyim does he say that you're chayiv? Tosus disagrees. He doesn't think the kasha is only within Rabbi Meir. Tosus writes, mi derabbanan nami parach, delo pligi rabbanan, elo mishum desavri detachtonim vadai nimalim kansum. Hilkachem shal balabayis. Hayim hayu safek, hayu modin davi leket, kamal yonim shasavik leket leket. Meaning, the machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim is not what the halacha is in a case of safek. The Chachamim are moda that when you have safek leket, it is leket. The machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim is, do you assume the grains in the bottom of the anthole are a suffix, or can you assume that that's close enough to a vadai that it's not leket, that you could assume it belongs to the balabais? That's the machlokes Rabbi Chaim. The Chaim hold that the stalks that are at the bottom are vadai shel balabais. They're almost certainly not leket, and therefore they go to the balabais, where a mayor would hold that no, they still have a din of a suffix. But the din of a suffix is not subject to dispute, according to Tosfos. Everyone would agree that the din of suffix is l'chumra, in which case the kasha, you don't have to say stam Mishnah or Meir, and that's why it's a kasha. No matter who the Mishnah is going like, it's a kasha, because the Mishnah assumes suffik l'kula. Samar lay, so who asked this kasha? Rav Dimi, Rav Shimon Lakish asked this stira to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says back, Al takni teni, don't bother me with that stira, shabaloshun yachad ani shonosa, because I learned that brisa in a loshun yachad, meaning that it was taught by an individual, and therefore it's not the widely accepted shita. Titani, Rabbi Yudah ben Igra omer mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah ben Igra is the one who says in the name of Rabbi Meir, safik lekad lekad safik shikha safik peya peya. So since that's only a das yachid who understands Rabbi Meir that way, so it's not going to bother me so much. So Amalo, Al Tishnosa Ela Belashon Ben Tadal Vataimukamar. He says, I don't care who you have that you think taught this brisa, whether it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra or Ben Tadal, the famous moron Ben Tadal, meaning it doesn't make a difference. He had a good svara, he had a good explanation. That's how Rashi explains Ben Tadal. He says it's a little strange. I feel the way not to show nosal b'shem shota shabiyolam sheshmo Ben Tadal. Apparently, it was a famous idiot. His name was Ben Tadal. Everyone would say, oh, that was an expression that they used. That even if it was said by this complete moron, still the bottom line is, even a moron sometimes says something that's correct. So I don't care if it's a yachid that says it, but it's correct. He has good logic. What does the pasuk mean when it says aniv rosh hatztiku? What does it mean to be matztik, a poor person? If it means that when an ani comes into Beis Din and he has a case against an ashir, that you should always be matztik the ani and make him win the case. But that's definitely not true. You're not allowed to show favoritism to a poor person in a din. Ella sadek mishal chavetein lo. So it must mean that you have to be generous with your own stuff, and whenever there's an issue of whether you are chayv to an ani or are not chayv to an ani, give it. They have to be machmir. So bottom line is, I don't care that it's a das yachid. There's a drusha to teach me that a suffik leket should be leket, a suffik shikha should be shikha. So you have a beferish drusha. So why should it be? So again, the kasha is still a kasha. Then why in our mishnah by the suffik matnos kuhuna do we assume that to hamotzi mechaver olavraya and the suffik matnos ani? We don't assume hamotzi mechaver olavraya. You have to give it me suffik. So I would have answered, what do you mean? The pasuk that teaches us that suffik leket is leket is ani varash hatstiku. It doesn't say about a kohen. Manos kohen is not for poor people, it's for kohanim. So the din that suffik leket is din in ani. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't give that answer. Perhaps you could say that ani varash includes kohanim also, because absent matnos kohuna, absent all the 24 matnos kohuna that they're going to get, the kohanim would be poor. That's how they make their pranasa. So they would have a din of an ani varash in that sense. So anyway, says the Gemara, amarava hacha para becheskas petura kaima. No, it all depends on the chazaka, on what the original status was, and whether we can assume it has changed. By a para, it's becheskas petur. Why is a para, the matnos kuhuna, becheskas petur? So Rashi explains, when this suffik arose about its matanos, we're mamin on the original chazaka, and it's becheskas petur because it was becheskas shalovid kuchavim. You have to remember, the case is, we're not sure if the guy converted or not. So the guy, we know, when he was born, was a guy. So he's becheskas ovid kuchavim, and therefore it's becheskas petur. But kama becheskas chiyuva kaima. But the grain in the field is owned by a Jew, so it's becheskas chiyuv. Granted, when the grain grows, it's not yet leket, so it's not yet chayiv, but it's omei to become leket, it's becheskas chiyuv. It's under the control of a Jew, and therefore it's considered becheskas chiyuv. Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, but wait a second, Varei Isa, what about when you make a dough? Nasis atshalonis gayer, so you have a suffix that could arise over there as well. Let's say the dough is made before the guy becomes a Jew, patr min hachalav, then it's patr min hachalav. Mishan is gayer, chayiv. If the dough is made after the ger converts, obviously it's going to be chayiv. Suffix, chayiv. But if it's suffik, he's going to be chayv. Wait a second. That case is also cheskas p'tur, because the person was born a non-Jew. So if you're going to say that it's all based on chazaka, why is suffik chayv by chala? So amalei, suffik yisuru l'chumra, suffik mamona l'kula. Big difference. When it comes to the chala, it's a suffik iser. So suffik iser, we're always going to go l'chumra. By the matanos, we said there's no kedusha to the matanos. There's no, it doesn't, chala is treated like truma, but by the matanos, it's just mamon. It becomes a din of din mamonis, and suffik mamona, we always go we always go l'kula. Suffik meaning l'kula and suffik mamona. How do you have a kula in a suffik mamon? What's a kula for one guy is a chumra to the other guy. It means hamotzi mechavero lav haraya. When we say suffik mamon lukula, it means hamotzi mechavero lav haraya. Da amar Rav Chisav, v'chein tani Rav Chia. Actually, just before we mentioned, Rav Kiva Eger just raised the question, why aren't we mamid the chala b'cheskas p'tur? Because after all, up until this point, the dough was becheskas p'tur. We said adshlo nesgayer is pater min achala. So he says, why be'emes aren't we mamid the chala becheskas p'tur? We should say that it does have a cheskas p'tur. Meaning, granted that it's a suffik isser, but whatever happened to chazaka being poshet a suffik, the chazaka playing a role. So Rabbi Kivager is mechadesh that even if we knew mitchila that the Bala Kemach will be Megayer, he was on his way, still, and mele we would know that this Kemach would become L'chlal Chiyuv, would one day come into a state of Chiyuv at the time of the Gilgal Aiso, when you need the dough, because the Gilgal might happen after he converts. So since he's a Ger B'faneinu, and now he's already converted, so we judge it based on what he is now. It was always a suffik, meaning it was never becheskas petur entirely, because there was always the chance that he would convert. So that's why the chazaka doesn't work to pater him from chala. You look at him kashar usham. Anyway, so says Gemara Damar Rav Chisav Chaim Tani Rav Chia Shmona Sveikos Namru Beger. There are 8 different cases of safek that are brought up by a ger. Arba lechiyav, arba leptur. 4 of the cases are going to be chayiv. 4 of the cases are going to be pater. Korban ishto. If a woman has a baby and she's not sure if she had the baby when she was an Ovedes Kochavim or after she was already Miskayer, so she's not sure when the Gebus exactly kicked in, so she brings a Karban. That's going to be one of the 4 that's l'chiyuv. She's going to bring carbon because it's a suffik iser kares to eat kachim before you bring your kapara. Mechusa kapara is not allowed to eat kachim, so if she's chayiv a carbon, she would be considered mechusa kapara. So out of a suffik iser kares, you'd be chayiv. That's carbon ishto. V'chala u'b'char behema tmeya u'b'char behema tahora. Right, v'chala we said that it's a suffik chiyuv that we already mentioned. B'char behema tmeya, if you have a suffik about a b'char behema tmeya. And the suffix about a b'char behema tahora. In all of those cases, the suffix is assumed to be l'chiyuv. But on the other side, reishis hagez v'matanos upidyon haben upidyon petach amar. When it's purely a monetary issue, like reishis hagez, right? As in all these cases, Rashi writes on the top, kalanach kulu lo ramya isura alayu el mamono. All these cases are not isur issues; they're all cases of mamon. So hilkach sveik on the kula. That's why I'm going to kula. So the first shearings, the matanos from the animal that we've been talking about the whole parak, pidyon haben money, pidyon petach amar, all of these are l'ptur. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Kama Akama Ramile. When Ravin came, he said that the steerer was asked between 2 cases of Kama. Levi Zara Bekisher Veloave Aniyim Lemishkal Leket. Levi planted in a place called Kisher, in a place called Kisher where there were no Aniyim. It happened to have been what a lucky town. There were no Aniyim around town. So what do you do with the Leket? So it was sitting out there in the field. No one was coming to collect it. So Asal came to Rav Sheshes. He came to Rav Sheshes. Amalei lo ani v'lager tazov alsam v'lo lo arvim v'lo la atlafim. Pasuk says you're supposed to leave him for an ani and a ger. There's no mitzvah to leave him for the ravens and the birds, the bats to go and eat them. There's no reason that you can't take you can't you should. There's no reason to leave it out there. Meisveis afrek leGemara ein mevin truma lo mi goren leir v'lo mi midbar leYishuv. You don't have to bring truma from the goren to the city, nor from the midbar to the yishuv where people live. The main shem kohen, and if there is no kohen, socher paru mavia mepnei hafsa truma. But if there's no kohen to come out to the goren or to come out to the midbar to take the truma, well then you should hire a behema. You should rent a behema to bring the truma. The problem is, you see that you do have an achrayis if there's no one there to take it. So by the leket we said, all right, just take it in yourself because you don't have to leave it out there for the birds. Shouldn't it be the same thing, same din that you have by truma, that you should have to rent an animal and hire and have that animal bring the truma? The Rambam quotes this la'alach in Hilchos Trumas Parak Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. He writes that if the goren is in the makom ha-mishtamer, you can leave the truma in the goren till the kohen will find the goren and will take it. You could be patient. But if the truma is not mishtameres, and there are a lot of behemos and chayos, and it could be taken or eaten at any time, so then you have to, don't let the animals take it, rent an animal, bring the truma to a makom mishumar, and when the kohen comes to take truma, you should the Yisrael is able to collect the value of the cost of the transportation. Meaning, let's say it's $1,000 of truma, the cost of transportation is $500, he can tell the Kohen that, you know, I'm charging you, it's just half price because you have to pay for the transportation of the truma. But again, the cash in the Gemara is, why don't we say the same thing when it comes to the leket? So says the Gemara, shiny truma de tavla v'lo sagi de lo mafrishla. No, truma is tevel. There's nisr tevel if you're not mafrish truma. So once it has kedushas truma, it has to be treated with kedushas truma. By the matanos, there's no isr of tevel. By matanos, the lo tavli. By matanos, there is no tevel. So the Tanya, but we have a brisa makom shenagu limlog ba'agolim lo pasha lo yafshit esezra. In a place where the minig is that they would skin the agolim, so don't skin where they wouldn't skin. They would just feather the agolim. They wouldn't take off the skin. So when you give the matnos kuna, don't take the skin off of the zra. Lafshit esarosh lo yafshit esalechi. When they would skin the head, so don't skin the lechi, the jawbone part. I'm sorry. It's places where they do skin the matnos kuna. You leave the skin on. V'meinshem kohen malanosam bedamim va'ochlem b'nei hefsed kohen. And if there's no kohen, so then you figure out how much it's worth. You eat the matnas kuna yourself, and then you designate that money to go to kohanim. So what do you see? That you do give it to the first. That you do have to save the value for the kohen. You can't just say, ah, why leave it for Orvin to take and take it in yourself. That you do have to give it, even in the case where there's no issue of tevel, right? Leket didn't have an issue of tevel. We said you get to take it in yourself. Over here, there's no issue of tevel by the matanos, and you still have to have a responsibility to give it to the kohen. So the Gemara, shiny matnas kuna the nesina ksiva. By matnas kuna is different because it says a din of nesina. And once we come to that answer, so Truma has the same explanation. Truma also, it has a din of Nesina, and it has nothing to do with whether it's Tevel or not. There's a din of Nesina, so it's a mitzvah to be nosing. So what do I do with the pasuk of Tazov? I don't need Tazov to tell me anymore that you don't leave it for the Orvim and the Atlafim. So what do I do with that pasuk? L'chadetanya, hamafkir is karmo, l'shachar hishkim ubatzro, chayiv beperitu ba'ulos, ubishichol bepeo patermin amaisos. Person is mafkir his vineyard, and then the next morning he comes and he cuts the grapes from his vineyard. So he's chayiv in all the matnos aniyim, but he's patermin amaisos. So that's what Tazov teaches. Ha'u saka didinri, da'asal the Beis Medrash. There was a bag full of money that was sent to the Beis Medrash, presumably to be split amongst the Talmidim in the Yeshiva in the Beis Medrash. Kadam Rabbi Ami v'zaka behen. Rabbi Ami got up and he took. He was zoch in all of it. He acquired all of it. So frankly, Mar Veich Yavodach. Yivaksiv v'nasam v'loshitol me'atzmo. Pasuk says v'nasam. You're not supposed to take it yourself. So Rabbi Ami nami laniim zaka behen. No, he wasn't being zoch in it for himself. He was being zoch in it for the aniim. He wanted to divide it in a more even way amongst the aniim. V'ibay say ma'adam chashuv shayni. Or you could say maybe an adam chashuv is allowed to take all the money for himself. Titania v'akoyin agadol me'ach. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to be Gadol Me'achiv B'noi B'chachma B'Osher. The Torah Chaim explains Noi is B'gufo, Chachma is B'Neshmaso, Osher is B'Mamono. So on all three levels he's supposed to be above everybody else. How do I know that if he doesn't have, that other people, other Kohanim, have to give him money to the point where he's greater than all of them, B'nai B'chachma B'yosher? That they have a responsibility to be Megadalim, to raise him up above everybody else. Fine, we've been discussing the whole parak about giving these matnos kunas rola chayayim keva, but we haven't exactly defined which parts of the animal these are. So ezeu azroa, min aperek. The bottom part of the leg of the animal is the zroa. V'hu shel nazir, and that's the same thing in the ayelo shel nazir. U'kenegdo beregel shok, and on the back part of the animal, the hind legs of the animal, that part of the animal would be called a shok. There's a major issue in terms of halacha lemaisa when we say shok bi isha erva. Does it mean the bottom part of the leg like it does by the animal, the shok? That's how we're defining shok over here. It doesn't mean the top part of the leg. What part does a woman have to cover? Does she have to cover some major machlokas in the poskim? Rabbi Yehuda omer shok min aperek shel arkuva ad sovach shel regel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the middle part of the leg. Ezu lechi, what's the lechi? Min aperek shel lechi ad pika shel gargeres. So it describes the jawbone until the pika shel gargeres, until where it begins to curve in by the base ablia, by the neck. So Tan Rabbanan, Hazroa Zezroa Yemin. Hazroa teaches us that it's got to be the right Zroa. Atomer Zezroa Yemin, is that the Drasha? Oenu El Zroa Smol. Maybe it's the left Zroa. Talmud Lomar, Hazroa. That's how we learn. Pasuk says Hazroa must be the right one. My Talmudah, how does Hazroa tell you it's got to be the right one? Kedam Rava, Hayerech, the hay gives it away. But when we say hayerech, it means the right one. Hachanami hazroa hamiyumen shabizroa. So we learn it has to be the right one. Valachayayim lemayasa. What's the hay in halachayayim? You're giving the jaws. What does that have to do? There's no right left. So what's the hay there to teach me? Lahavi tzemer shabrosh kvasim v'seir shabazakin tiyashim. They have to include the wool on the head of the sheep and the hair in the beard of the goat. Vakeva lemayasa hakeva. What's that coming to teach me? There's only one stomach that's called a keva. There aren't two kevas, a right one and a left one. Lavi chelav shal gabei keva chelav shemtocha keva, to include the surrounding fats. Dom Rabbi Shua Kohanim nagu ba'ayin yafa v'nasnu lebailim, because the Rabbi Shua taught that the Kohanim were very generous and will let the bailim keep those fats. Time of nagu halo nagu didehu, but that's only because the Kohanim chose to be generous. But if they didn't want to choose to be generous, they should be able to keep them themselves. Why do Kohanim zocha to get that matan of the zroa? It's kineged the yad of Pinchas in Pinchas's act of kadnaos when it says vayikach romach biyado. Ulchayayim kineged tefila. The lchayayim is kineged tefila. V'cheinu omer vayamul Pinchas vayipalel. Keva k'mashma'a. Keva means what it sounds like it means. V'cheinu omer v'si'isha el kevasa. V'tana ma'isi l'mehacha, and the Tana teaches from the following, shok hayamin ein li'el shok hayamin. I would only know the right hand shok. Zroa mukdashin minayin. How do I know that the zroa of a mukdash animal, meaning of the ayil shel nazir, is included? Talmud lomar truma. Zroa chulin minayin. Talmud lomar titnu. The Mishnah defined exactly where the lechi is that you have to give to the kohen. But I thought the beishchit is included, meaning the whole front of the throat is also included, which the Mishnah doesn't say. The question is, where is the makom hashchita? Do you hold that the makom hashchita goes much higher up? So that's the machlokas, but it's not a machlokas about what's actually given as a matnas kuhuna. Or everyone could be going like the Rabbanan, and Ima means Ima de Behema, not the Beis HaShkita alone. Okay, Hadron Lachas Rav Elchai, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll start Reish Sagez. What are you doing?